We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's 919, and we're chatting today with Dr. Matt Meisner in the KSU College of Veterinary Medicine. We're talking about winter preparations here for calving season. We talked a little bit about winter feeding preparations. Now let's get into some of the calving season preparations that people need to kind of remember here this time of year. This is something that's done annually, but always good to have a little refresher of things you need to do to get ready.
Good time. I'm actually, believe it or not, here mid-December, we've already had a little eye-opener of what's to come. We've had a couple of difficult calvings, and cows need assistance. Also, occasionally we'll have a couple of these early, but things will certainly really pick up first to middle of January all the way through March, and then we'll have some slaggers after that. But so certainly it's time to start planning, and it's already happening. And, you know, we kind of talked a little bit earlier about nutrition and that cow being in a good body condition and not too heavy, not too thin, and in a good balance of diet to provide some good energy and healthy milk and feeding for that calf that's going to be born. And so we've kind of led into that, and then also delivery. So we've got this feed coming in, and now we want to start figuring out how to deliver that feed if need be. In a fashion that's not going to result in a lot of accumulation of manure and moist areas, because those calves are certainly going to be exposed to that. And if we can limit some of that concentration of pathogens, then hopefully our calves will be healthier coming through that. So we're making a plan on management, and then it's just going to be the inevitable things are going to happen, and one of those being dystocias. And so dystocia being a difficult birth. And cows, older cows typically have less problems. You know, the heifers or the first-time calvers will be the ones that tend to show the little more difficult births that we have and needing assistance. So having a plan and knowing how to get a hold of your veterinarian if you can't get it out on your own, and knowing where your equipment is and where you're going to house these if you have to catch them up. And so I think monitoring is important, and everybody knows about monitoring. And one thing that we talk about is if we're driving through a pasture and we notice something that's starting to show the signs of labor, we should see progression. And so I can't say, and we talk about textbooks that will give you a certain time of when you should have a calf after they start, but I always say just look for progression. If you drive through the pasture once and you see a couple of feet and you come back and those feet are in the same position half an hour later, then probably need to investigate. So investigate early. Is important. Have a plan for where you're going to take them or you're going to examine them closer. So if we have to get her caught up to put a hand in and see if something is malpositioned or going to be too big, we want to know that sooner than later. Okay. So knowing our plan is important, and then our equipment. You know, we need to make sure our equipment's in working order. We need to know where ropes and chains and our calf jack, is it working? You know, is it oiled up and ready to go? Do we know how to use it? And certainly making a plan for those. It's better to know where everything is instead of having to look for them, because getting that calf is very timely, and we want to get it out as smooth and efficiently as possible. So so looking, knowing where our equipment is at, is it in working order? Do we have phone numbers for help if we need to? And those are certainly big things that are getting ready to happen soon.
And then, of course, once the calf is born, there's probably some steps you need to take right away here to make sure that they are healthy and taken care of.
Yep. So very important things are certainly where they're born, when they're born, what the weather's like when they're born. So occasionally we do need to get them up and warmed up, dried off as best we can. I mean, these calves are really hardy. I mean, it's amazing me my whole career to watch these things just be born in a sub-zero weather almost and be up and nursing. But we want to be sure they're up and they're dried off and they're ready to go so we can limit frostbite and we can get them healthy. So if we're there and we can help, that's really important. We need to have areas where they're out of the wind, you know, and if we can get them some kind of shelter. Flint Hills are great about shelter. We've got windbreaks. We've got canopies, and we've got different things which are good, okay, but we want to be sure that that calf is up and gets that first bit of colostrum very soon after birth, within the first couple of hours, ideally, where they're really going to have to consume a good 10% of their body weight with colostrum to get some good immunoglobulin and energy, and as well as overall immunity from that, and so get those cats going quick.
All right. You're speaking with Dr. Matt Meisner. I've seen the phone been lighting up here, but Dave's not in the studio right now here. So we'll tell those folks, call back here in just a moment here, and we'll wait for Dave to get back here. If somebody has some questions or comments here, and we can try to get those answered for you. As far as the mama cattle, after the baby's born, is there anything you need to do post-birth to kind of watch them and monitor them for issues?
Sure. I mean, we don't see the metabolic diseases in beef cattle that we see as in some of the dairy cows, but they're still susceptible to it. Calcium levels, magnesium levels, those kind of things can certainly prevent the cow from getting around well. You'll notice some neurologic signs, some weakness. In addition, if it was a difficult birth, we got to kind of watch for signs like nerve paralysis and other traumas, and certainly want to check those out as best we can to treat those quickly as well. So anti-inflammatories, pain meds, those kind of things, good footing to be sure that they're up and going. So making sure that cow is okay. And then finally, watching that placenta or that afterbirth pass, and we really want that to pass within the first few hours of life, but at least within the first 12 or 24, and making sure that she's not getting sick from retaining something like that. So traumas, metabolic diseases, afterbirth passage, making sure she has milk, you know, and that calf is up and nursing, and that she's a good mama. I mean, some of these cows, older ones, less problem, but heifers can be a little bit tricky to accept that calf. So we want to be sure that the cow is accepting the calf as well.
You know, it's always a neat experience to share with, you know, with kids even. I think a great educational opportunity when these calves are born. Do you have any anything that you could add to that part? Like, is this a good opportunity here, do you think, for if you got a young farmer on your farm to have him help with this?
Yeah, I mean, I think kids exposed to this in early life are really, really important. And you know, it's still, I mean, decades and however long I've seen it, it's still one of those most just amazing feats that still stuns you. Like, how is this calf, within the first hour of life, up and running around and getting a meal? You know, it's amazing. And it's just one of those things that are great. And knowing that if we can intervene and help out sooner than later, we can keep that going, and you know, and there's going to be some heartbreakers out there. There's no doubt about it. Where you have a really difficult one that you work really hard at, and unfortunately the outcome isn't what you wanted. But that's just part of the livestock and the nature of that as well.
Dr. Meisner, we have somebody waiting on the phone line here. They've got a comment or a question here. So
sure.
Good morning. You're on In Focus.
What a wonderful presentation. You've brought back memories of being the only do-gooder left standing at the sale barn at the end of the day with that newborn calf there in the pen, and made arrangements and took it home and had the gallon of colostrum frozen, and I had the beef broth and the honey and the gelatin and whatever to overcome the scours or whatever was going to happen, and that calf couldn't even stand up and used the rubber baby bottle, the big one, and got that colostrum and ointment in it. And by the next morning, I had a wild-eyed calf ready to go, standing up, biling. Thank you so much for providing the information of being prepared.
You know, that is a good point that I actually forgot, is if you've got a cow or a heifer that's just not producing a lot of milk, it's to have that plan ahead. So do I have some stored frozen colostrum that I can thaw out and give to this calf whenever mom might have trouble too? So that's a darn good point that I had kind of skimmed over. So having colostrum for the calf is important.
And again, it's always important, if you do have any issues, get a hold of your veterinarian, and you probably have resources there at the College of Veterinary Medicine for anyone that needs help.
Absolutely, and so we certainly deal with a lot of veterinarians as well. And you know your phone number to your local veterinarian, and If you need specifics, we've got the Animal Science Department, we've got us. You can always call in. We can direct you to resources that provide some of the more specifics on what we've talked about today, for sure.
Okay. Well, Dr. Meisner, always a pleasure, and have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk again to you sometime next year.
You too. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and hopefully 2021's a little smoother.
Let's hope so. All right. Stay tuned. More in Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.